6 months of no international flights, has AXIS seen a decline in revenue? And how big was that?
We've been decimated. Significantly decimated in revenue. We estimate that in order to get back to our pre-2019 figures, pre-COVID figures, basically it's going to take us 5 years to recover. Okay? So what we've had to do is basically revise our entire budget and particularly capital programs. We had significant amount of investments we're going to make in capital programs. Some of them, and a lot of them, they're actually in the area of increasing capacity of the airports. So in Cape Town, we had a realignment of the runway, we had apron stands, we had terminal building extensions. But because the global trends are quite clearly indicating a reduction in air travel, we've decided to put all of those traffic-related capital investment programs on ice. We're limiting our capital budget to 810 million and 1 billion thereafter for the next 5 years. We've had to take a 300 million cut, additional cut on our operational expenditure after having originally started off with an 800 million one. So the total amount that we're going to reduce on our operational expenditure is 1.2 billion. That's significant. That is extremely significant. This company has never suffered such a fate. But we've had to adapt. The new normal for us is pragmatism. It's lean and mean. It's reducing our investment program, particularly in capital expenditure, to meet the traffic volumes that are globally predicted. But it's also then looking at diversifying our revenue streams by looking at other activities. You know that we have quite a good commercial offering at our airports. So we're going to be moving more in the direction of alternative revenue generating programs outside of just depending on passenger revenues. If there's a lesson we've learned from COVID, is that airports are exciting places, but they need not be passenger revenue dependent. And that's exactly the diversification strategy we're going to be taking forward to ensure that we continue to be sustainable and financially viable, but also we start taking airports in a different direction of offering passengers a much better passenger experience and offering through other non-traditional forms of revenue generating, which are not just depending on the passengers' throughput, and also increasing the commercial side of airports. The property portfolio is likely to increase significantly. We also have several approaches we're adopting that will ensure that we develop airport cities, aerotropolis, and even the smaller airports in small towns will see major development so that we can continue to provide critical aviation services for passengers, but also give them a better, multifaceted offering of services at airports than we traditionally have.